Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? Monday morning in the District of Columbia. We got a very, very full show coming your way today on B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah.
Barstool Nate will join us at 11:45. Mark Zuckerman, we got to figure out what the hell's going on in Natstown and if they're going to trade anybody.
Because I did not like this weekend. He got swept.
You know what, Brian? I usually come in optimistic. I walk in the doors here, I'm ready to go, ready to kick a little ass and take on the world. And usually 6 or 7 minutes unfolds of you and Mullins and Brennan Dar and Cody just making fun of me. And then I'm just kind of in my normal zone. But today, Brian Keith Mitchell, I walked in a little down.
How you gonna get my whole government?
I walked in a little down today.
My whole government name on radio.
How in the hell did the Nats get swept by the Orioles?
Because you and Cody didn't go to the game. Y'all put a bad mojo in the air. You all were supposed to go and hang out, you know, have some beers with a friend of ours, and y'all didn't go.
How in the Orioles are 30 games under 500?
Yeah, they are. And then, you know, that's normally when you see something like this happening. The team that has the talent that seemed to be trying to get back on the right track, they play against a team that just absolutely sucks. And that team that sucks comes out and just plays a lot better, because a team that is trying to get back on track, they look at the record of the team instead of looking at the team.
So I'm in the car. I'm doing my usual routine. I'm driving downtown. I'm listening to the Junkies. And my guy, Earl Forsey, does a killer job with all the updates. And he just hits me, bang, bang, bang. The Nats. And I love the Orioles. I have love for Baltimore. I know that bothers some people and other people understand it. I grew up an Orioles fan. The Nats weren't here. I don't know what to tell you. There are hundreds of thousands of people just like me. The Nats get swept by the Orioles, which effectively...
So in other words, you're telling us that you were kind of happy then.
No, because I my allegiances have shifted. And the Orioles, may I reiterate, are 30 games under 500. They're not playing for anything. The Nats had just had a decent series. We were talking about, all right, if they can sweep the O's, then they have some games against the Phillies and the Braves. They can get back in the thick of this thing. They're now 8 games out.
Mm.
They're 8 games under 500.
So
they stink.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Are they buyers or sellers?
We're right. Going to ask Zuckerman that. But so I have this just like kind of like damn feeling about the Nats. Then my guy Earl Forsey in his update reminds me that the United States men's Olympic basketball team lost to France.
Now, the thing I'll ask you about that is, I know they have never lost an Olympic game.
I think they hadn't in a long time.
In a long time. But are you shocked? They did lose 2 of 3 in the warm-ups.
Dude, you lose to Argentina. You lose to Brazil.
No, you lost to Nigeria.
You lose to Nigeria, lose to Australia. You can go lose to France. And did you?
France got some NBA players on their squad.
It's embarrassing.
No,
it's embarrassing.
I'm not going to lie and say it's not embarrassing.
We've been bailing France out for 100 years.
I'm thoroughly not shocked.
I'm not shocked. You know why I'm not shocked? Because JaVale McGee is on the Olympic team.
They shot 36% as a whole. Well, instead of blaming JaVale McGee.
I'm not blaming him, but that just shows the level of talent on this team.
Damn top-notch players who chose not to play.
You know what I'm more alarmed by than just losing to France? How many minutes is an Olympic basketball game? I assume it's still 40, 48. It's not 22 minutes, is it?
No.
Do you know what they scored in this game?
78 points.
76 points.
76, wow.
The Wizards give that up in a half. What in the hell are we doing?
Kevin Durant was 4 of 12. When your best shooter is 4 of 12 and everybody else is just as bad, you're not winning.
Certainly. Of the best players in the world, I mean, how many – the guys that are on the Olympic roster, Durant is obviously one of the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. He's a top five in the world
hell
guy.
Yeah.
And I know they have Devin Booker and Dame Lillard. Is Chris Middleton on the team maybe?
I don't know if Chris got there yet. I know – what's the other guy? Drew Holiday. He ended up getting there.
Evan Fournier dropped 28 to lead France on a 16-2 run to finish the contest.
That was a little – you know, messed up.
If scoring 76 points against France isn't bad enough, this was not a court-storming moment for France. They barely celebrated. They were like, okay, cool, won the first one.
Yeah.
Some high fives. Let's get to the locker room.
Because
watch the tape.
Yeah, you have to
drink some
realize
Gatorade.
The rest of the world does not look at this team, at the United States basketball, like they did the Dream Team. And I think that's a team
clearly
that people have to realize they cannot compare any of these teams to that team because when that team was going around playing, it was like they were playing against us. Those guys were trying to learn this game. A lot of them were in awe. And now you have so many guys that are playing on these international teams that are in the NBA currently. So they see all these guys all the time. They're not in awe of them anymore. And they also, they have a bone to pick because they're like, they don't give us any respect any damn way.
Absolutely. And I get all that. Like, I can comprehend all that. But don't lose to France and don't score 76 points in a full regulation basketball game.
It happened, JP. They've lost to France. Now, I think every other team that's about to play them feel like we may have a chance, too.
It doesn't help that it's 2,000 degrees in the studio. I mean, are you hot?
No.
It's hot in here.
See, the thing about it, you come in here and you play a little soccer game, they kind of bounce the ball on your leg.
Juggling. I was doing quite good. Even Mullins admitted he was impressed.
With your hands on your knees, out of breath, like an old-ass man, and then you sit
there
and tell me how hot it is. Well, you're hot because you're out of shape, must be.
Mullins, weren't you impressed, though? Admit it.
Well, you almost hit me a couple times.
I did hit him once.
You hit the damn wall over here.
I hit Mullins, which I kind of enjoyed.
We'll get him later.
So, the Nats get swept.
Yeah.
The U.S. basketball team
loses.
Loses to France and only scores 76 points.
The Français.
See, oui. If that's not enough, you know what else Earl Forsey tells me?
What?
And I get it, right? Like, we talked about this with Bishop walking out right there. Like, I understand this maybe wasn't her event and all these things. But to me, I know I can count on my girl Katie Ledecky. I know I can count on Katie.
But see,
and then Earl Forsey tells me she got the silver medal to some Australian up-and-comer.
But no, she's not an up-and-comer. This young lady was the favorite. She had beaten her in races before. And so,
and this isn't Katie's distance.
This isn't something I was shocked by. As I watched Katie Ledecky talk to Tirico last night in a little interview, she was talking about...
Not an intervention. That's what I need.
She was talking about this actual race against this young lady. And she was hoping... Because the last, I think she won 5 golds and a silver. I think the same young lady was a silver. So this lady right now, the young lady, again, she was favored going into this race. So I wasn't shocked by that.
So here's all I'm telling you is
I was shocked that Russia beat the women, was number one in the coming out the qualifier with the United States gymnastics team.
Explain. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Gymnastics?
I know what gymnastics
Russia
is.
Russia had a higher score than as a team than we did. Which wasn't supposed to happen, but they came out rotten, bro. They were riding.
See? So here's all I can tell you is I was a little down about the Nats getting swept by the Orioles, who are 30 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm reminded about the U.S. basketball team losing and only scoring 76 against France.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a Ledecky pick-me-up. And I find out she gets the silver. And now you're telling me we're losing to Russia in gymnastics.
But she was supposed to get a silver. So that wasn't...
About the gymnastics?
The gymnastics, they had a few stumbles, but still, I will say this. If they hit without those little stumbles they had, they destroy them. Hell, Simone Biles came off the mat.
Is that
and,
a...
and still had a higher score than damn near everybody.
Is that a done deal, or is that just
it's a qualifying thing?
Okay, so
yeah, the team event.
Okay, and certainly the Australian swimmer.
It's when you. It's when you really come to play.
Okay,
you know,
I don't know when we come to play. We got a caller saying I'm already too frustrated. Is that right? We didn't even ask for calls yet.
Yeah, because you
are, how frustrated I am.
You are a little too damn frustrated.
I think I'm appropriately frustrated, and you're inappropriately not frustrated.
No, I told you before, it doesn't affect my dollars. My pocket is not going to affect me that much.
Well, I'm affected. Let's go. Who's on the phone? I can't see it. Sorry.
It's Darren in North Carolina.
Oh, DNC. DNC, you think I'm too frustrated?
Hell yeah.
This is real life. This is Monday morning.
Because you got to think about it. If you would have seen the team before the games even started exhibition, you knew this wasn't a TEAM. They're going against TEAMs that, like B-Mitch said, they have gotten time enough to say, okay, we are competitive. We are playing in their professional league. So it's a different scale. Even with JaVale McGee, they're not together. They are a bunch of individuals trying to win a gold medal. That's really what it is. When you really look at it, they are great individual players. When they have Brad Beal, Kevin Love, you know, now they got Drew Holiday and Devin Booker. This is a totally different scenario when you look at this USA team versus this field of talent. These teams are not necessarily stacked. They're put together. They're coached. They're playing like as a team to beat Team USA versus Team USA. Oh, let's ISO Kevin Durant. Oh, let's ISO this player. Like, let's you know, they can't do that against these teams no more. They got to be able to beat these teams as a team, and they're not doing it. That's simply put.
All right.
This
text sums it up. It said, nobody's scared of Team USA anymore. They got NBA players, too. My little brother. You know who my little brother is? I used to call him my older brother. He got mad at me.
Who?
C-Mill. He's absolutely right. These teams aren't afraid, and then we get out there. If we – see, this is the thing you got to also look at. When you have been the big dog for so long, you look down upon people. You think there's no chance in hell they're going to beat you. Then all of a sudden you get in the basketball game, and you're down. And all that pressure comes on you, and the stress is on you. And you're out there – playing to be perfect, and they just going through going through their motion because they've already prepared to go against you. You're the big dog. Their preparation is totally different.
B, you know me well. I know. I understand everything you're saying. I understand.
If you understand what I'm saying, you wouldn't be that frustrated.
Here's what I'm frustrated by. You scored 76 points. You lose. It's a good effort. All right, man. Like, I know Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert. Like, I recognize.
Is there a shot clock in
Nicholas Batum
international basketball? I don't know. Is there a shot clock? So you got to realize we score so many points in the NBA, they got 24-second clock. It may not have a shot clock here. It may be a little longer.
See if C-Mill will text you. I assume there's a shot clock.
C-Mill, is there a shot clock? You listening?
I assume there's a shot clock.
What is it? It's 24 seconds?
I mean, you think it's Dean Smith running the four corners offense? Like, yeah, it's not 1950.
I can't remember my coach, from basketball coach from college, from high school.
Somebody tweet us. I'm confident there's a shot clock.
I don't know.
My guy Kevin M. on Twitter says, your level of frustration is right where it needs to be. We are USA. Damn it.
All right.
And then Tipitone says.
So ask Kevin. Kevin, without looking at anything online, name me the next five after the first five starters, if you can name the first five starters. He probably can't because we are not paying attention to it because you know what? We are the USA, and we automatically assume that we're better than everybody else, and everybody else is starting to come along with. They understand that mindset.
Maybe.
We're not working as hard as we should be to stay ahead of them.
Maybe Coach K is to blame. He quits coaching, they fall apart.
So now you're giving Coach K a lot of credit as a Maryland fan.
Coach K is undeniably one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time.
You gotta dislike him anyway. You're a Maryland guy.
The water goes under bridges eventually. That one might not have, but in general. Eddie in Centerville wants to talk. Does anybody know if there's a damn shot clock? I'm confident there's a shot clock. But let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, So about the Olympics, I'm just confused about why you don't like JaVale McGee, dude. The dude
I like
was
JaVale
there.
McGee. I've met him. He's a nice fella. The U.S. Olympic basketball team should be the best of the best. He is not in that category.
Oh, I agree with that, but he should have played. You know, he didn't play, right? He should have played. He's a seven-footer. And he should have definitely played.
You're blaming JaVale McGee. He didn't even get on the court.
I'm not blaming JaVale McGee for losing to France and only scoring 76 points. I'm saying the fact that JaVale McGee's on the Olympic team is an indictment of this Olympic team.
But there's also college players that are there that don't play. Like I don't get the hate or the reason why JaVale McGee is brought up. I don't understand.
There's
that.
No college players. These are all NBA players, dude. I'm looking at the roster.
Make fun of them? Is that what it is?
The college players
stopped, I think, with Christian Laettner.
Yeah, I think he was the last one. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Eddie. I have no quarrel with JaVale McGee.
Well, he thinks it's 24 seconds.
It, you know, whatever it is.
Is it shorter?
It's enough they shouldn't be scoring 76 points in four quarters.
Yeah, it did sound kind of like Plaquemine High School against White Castle.
Right.
My high school against our rival team.
76 points is not enough. I mean, seriously, I've watched Wizards games. They gave up 75.5. One more call, and then we're moving on because I'm going to go crazy here. Mike in La Plata. Mike, what's up? For the record, we didn't even ask for calls.
Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant was 7 of 22.
That's a problem.
That says it right there.
Mike, what's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Hey, two things. One quick thing is it's starting to show where our fundamentals are not. So with a lot of your international players, they play in the NBA, but they are more fundamentally sound in this era, I would say, in the basketball terms. We can't just rely on athleticism. And then you got your good players like Curry and all the rest of the guys. They either don't want to play or they can't play for whatever reason. So that shows that. And then the second piece to this is, Brian, I just started riding yesterday, man. I put 22 miles in. Ride like a bucking horse and just want to know how I can get on your bike club team. Thanks.
All right.
Have a good day.
Well,
check out his Riding 30 Facebook page.
Yeah, hit me on Riding 30 on Facebook and also on Instagram. But look at this. This is what I want you to look at, bro. All right, field goals. Draymond Green, 1 for 1. Adebayo, 5 of 8. Now, these are the guys supposed to be able to shoot. LaVine, 3 of 6. Lillard, 3 of 10. Durant, 4 of 12. Tatum, 3 of 9. Middleton, 0 of 2. Jrue Holiday, 5 of 13. Devin Booker, 1 of 6. JaVale McGee did play. He was 0 of 1. All right. Then you go to the three-pointers. KD was 1 of 6.
But, B, can I?
Three of 9. So they were off like hell.
Can I counter, though?
Mm-hmm.
France was bad, too. They only scored 83 points. Dude, the U.S. shot better from three-point land than France did. France shot 29% from threes. The U.S. shot 31%. The U.S. from the free throw line was 76%. France was 70%.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is France just field goal percentage. I mean, they scored close to the basket, I guess.
I think the difference may be this, too, okay? When I watch the NBA, I am thoroughly frustrated, and I'm not really entertained because I watch referees call fouls that are not fouls. I watch them call makeup fouls. I watch players cry the whole damn basketball game as soon as because they want to get the call. But in international ball, they let you get your ass whipped. And our players expect to get fouls, and they're not getting them. And what does it do? They're frustrated. They start complaining instead of playing. They got to change their mindset to the other. Like, even back when Michael done played, those guys were trying to hit him hard. And they, okay.
Remember when Barkley had the Angolan?
Yeah. Charles Barkley say, okay, we could do that too. That is what I'm saying. These players today, they talk all this trash because, yeah, the times are what you're getting. A lot of times players make money. They ain't supposed to be making the money that they make. They get it just because of the time. But when you get into international ball, you got to forget about NBA and go back to street court. Go back to Berry Farm. Go to Rucker Park to how you play then. You can't play no damn NBA soft basketball, makeup calls, go give you every foul just because you threw your hands up. Hell, James Harden should not get most of the fouls he gets. He throws his arms in the air. He initiates contact. He doesn't even try to shoot the ball, and they give him a go to the line. That's a bunch of BS. But in international ball, that doesn't work. And that's what they have to realize. They better adjust their game and start playing bully ball. And that's the way they'll win.
76 points in a loss to France. 1776, huh?
I almost used my word.
I know you did. That was an impassioned rant. I enjoyed that.
Max Landfield, can I use my word later?
Let's get to...
Trust with a B.
Ooh, I'm interested. Is it B Mitch without the M?
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk to Sean Watson. He's at camp with the Houston Texans, and now he is officially available. There's a for sale sign up. What's the price tag? We'll talk about that next. 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Enough USA basketball talk. They're terrible. Terrible until proven otherwise. 76 points against France. GTFO. Get on the rocket to the moon with Bryce and Joe Girardi. All right. That's not fair because those guys are in Japan and it's not a fun experience by all accounts. And I appreciate their effort, but I'd like better effort.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you smell it, B? You smell that?
Yeah, it's in the air.
Football is in the air.
Yes.
You can feel it. I'm driving down to Richmond tonight. Yeah, more like this afternoon. But tonight is a more punchy way to say it.
A few more nights.
Tomorrow, players on the field, conditioning tests. Ron Rivera press conference tomorrow afternoon. I'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live from training camp the rest of the week. Although I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'll let you know. What I'm saying, Brian, all across this great country of ours, NFL players are going to training camp.
Reporting to camp.
And that includes.
And the heat is rolling in town, too.
The heat is rolling in. It's going to be butt hot in Richmond. It always is. We're going to do some Richmond questions. So let's, Cody Betts, write this down. I got a question from Ulysses Everett McGill on Twitter. He said, here's the real question. Are the porta potties on the backside of the RVA training camp facility for the press? We'll answer that coming up. at 12:30. We'll break down all the porta potty conversation. Right now, though,
on the backside,
it's time to talk about quarterbacks. People like quarterbacks, bro.
Quarterbacks.
People like their quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pretty good one available. Yep. Now, everybody has stopped song and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
They're now saying Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans, is officially on the trade block. Just as he was in January, just as he was in April. But now, he's at practice. And you know what? Houston's got a problem.
Uh-huh.
Houston was saying, oh, we're not trading him. Then you draft a quarterback in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
You've already told the world what you're doing. So you can say you want three first-rounders or five. What Chris Mortensen reported is they want five players.
Mm-hmm.
That can be three draft picks, two starters, three starters, two picks. Come up with whatever scenario you like.
I think they'll get it. If these guys have talked to the league and they understand what the league is going to do, if he's going to play and not be suspended or on the exempt list or whatever, somebody give that up. Because if he's going to play, they've done it. The league, see, I know everyone is waiting around for this, that, and that, but the league will do their due diligence to what satisfies them. And once they're satisfied in what they think, just like we just saw the whole thing with the report here, okay, the Bette Wilkerson report, they felt satisfied what they felt, what they saw. They decided, we don't want no written thing, talk to us. And then they did what they wanted to do. The same thing they'll do in this situation too.
I think Deshaun Watson has handled this really, really smart. Say nothing. Let your lawyer handle all the civil court stuff. Mm-hmm. Maintain your innocence. Because it's incredibly important to point out, all of this is just civil. Nothing is legal. I don't know the other term for it.
Criminal,
thank you.
It's a C.
Civil, criminal. Hopefully I got none of them. But Deshaun Watson, hey, nobody suspended me. Nobody put me on any of these weird lists. Houston hasn't said I can't come. I'm coming. Because otherwise, for starters, Houston can fine him $50,000 a day.
Yeah.
In the new CBA.
Now I ask this question, though, JP.
Teams used to be able to waive those fines. What if he can't do that anymore.
What if he shows up but refuses to practice?
Say, you know what you say? My helmet doesn't fit.
Well,
Antonio Brown did it. Trent Williams did it
here. Antonio Brown had a helmet problem. Trent Williams had a head issue. Deshaun Watson doesn't have that.
Doesn't have it yet.
Well, but he can't just make it up. He has to be a legitimate thing. Well, it was legitimate on both of those other two guys. So if you refuse to play, how much can the fine be at that point?
You go out, take a snap, and your back hurts.
Well, the back is always a good one to get off of because they don't know.
I had a former football player tell me it used to be the back they could always get out of practice with. Mm-hmm. But once concussions became such a huge issue around the league.
But he can't say he got a concussion.
You say, I have a headache.
Yeah, but if all...
There's ways for him to report and not practice.
This league has gotten to a point where they've taken a lot of those excuses away. He comes in now with a head injury or back injury. You got hurt while you wasn't here in non-football.
But he's there. You're there, you can run down that field once, and my back hurts. But I think Houston's got a bigger problem than Deshaun. Deshaun has a massive lawsuit thing going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Deshaun's there. Houston doesn't want him anymore. They've moved on. When you draft a second-round quarterback and you have
a second-round quarterback, that's no guarantee.
Certainly.
By no stretch of imagination.
But if Deshaun hadn't asked for the trade, if all this stuff hadn't started,
mm-hmm.
and then if all the civil suits didn't start coincidentally at the same time he asked for the trade, they wouldn't have drafted that kid. If Deshaun was just their quarterback, they wouldn't have drafted Davis Mills in the second round. Maybe you want to develop a young backup, but that's a fifth rounder. That's not a second.
But I ask this question though: why is it in a second? Why it has? If I'm looking for and develop somebody who I want to be the future, if this guy doesn't work, something happen, whatever, why would I want to go get a fifth rounder? Why can't I get a second rounder? Why can't I get a late first rounder? Why do I have to go get somebody that's late? if I truly feel and value the quarterback position as much as everybody says, why is it a shock to people when someone get a second round, third round pick? That's what I think you should get, because those are better talents than the other guys.
So you can make that argument, like the Packers drafting Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers, 37 when they drafted him. Kind of makes sense. That's your first round. Mm-hmm. You got a first round grade on this dude. You're trying to play. You're planning long term. Deshaun's only 26.
But they get hurt.
And they just, certainly, but they just gave him a massive contract.
I understand that. But they get hurt. And this is a second round pick, no massive money, who has just 4 years.
That's fine. They also signed Tyrod.
They got to sign him because Deshaun was saying he wasn't coming. So I
right.
got to play him.
But if everything was cool with Deshaun, you're not signing Tyrod, you're not drafting Davis Mills. So now you've got a guy that doesn't want to be there and a team that doesn't want him there.
Yeah.
It's just
the team was hoping that he would have changed his mind. Because if he came out the day and said, you know what, I changed my mind, we're going to reassess this thing, I want to work here, he's not going anywhere. Now, if he was to be offered up still, then Texas knows something and every other team should be leery.
Here's what I want to do. Chris Mortensen says it takes 5 starting caliber players to get Watson. There's other reports out there saying it's 3 first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
We both agree on Deshaun Watson's ability, right? Yeah. Just who he is as a player.
Yep.
Houston signed Tyrod Taylor, who's a veteran starting caliber quarterback in this league. He's a Ryan Fitzpatrick type. They drafted a kid, Davis Mills, out of Stanford, who a lot of people are really high on.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's clearly moving on. Watson wants out. As somebody that's been in situations where you want something and your employer doesn't let you go, it's not a healthy place. This is going to happen. Does Washington have enough to make it happen here? We're going to do that, and I'm going to tell you the team, and this is bad news for Washington fans, I think. There is one place that makes the absolute most sense for Deshaun Watson. We're going to do that next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I got bad news for the DMV. There is one team that makes the most sense going forward to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
And it ain't Washington, even though Washington is a big old hole at quarterback. The Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson are headed to a separation. One way or another, that thing's going to go. Watson wants out. Watson's got a boatload of civil charges against him. Mm-hmm. Houston signed Tyrod Taylor, and Houston drafted Davis Mills. If you can't read that writing on the wall, you can't read. What do you call not being able to read? Illegible?
What did you say?
What do you call not being able to read?
Wait. What did you just say?
What is it?
What did you just say? JP.
Please say what you just said.
You write for a living and you have a master's degree.
I can't think of the word.
What is it called when you can't read or write?
He said illegible. That's what he just said.
Yeah, you said illegible.
Ineligible? I know it's not that. What the hell is it?
No one tell him.
What is it? I'm going to Google it.
No.
All right, I won't Google it. But just tell me what it is.
It's illiterate.
Illiterate. Thank you. Illegible. That's a top 10 botch of the year right there.
Are y'all keeping track of these?
Cody just writes it on his hand.
We're going to have a best of show with just things he said.
the stupid things I've said. It'd be a long. We could fill 4 hours, no problem.
Easily. I can't wait. It'd be a golf day.
The Eagles have 10 picks. The Eagles have just stockpiled picks.
And they also have one pick that's kind of hanging out there. They'll have another.
Carson Wentz joint?
They'll have another first rounder if Carson Wentz was to play 70% of the snaps. And I think last week when you weren't here, that's last week, right?
No, week before last. 2 years ago. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago when you weren't here, Adam Schefter had mentioned that in a podcast somewhere. So
that
I reached out.
The Eagles make the most sense.
That the Eagles are a team that was thinking about stuff. And it was just like he mentioned it and moved past it. So I reached out to Mike Quick. And Mike Quick told me he hadn't heard anything, but he also told me that he believes Schefter is very tight with the Lurys and also some of the people in the front office. And we had Brian Westbrook come on and talk, and he said, you know, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. But you think about all of the picks that they have and they need that position. And former David Culley was a person who worked there who probably doesn't mind doing some trades with the Eagles. It comes down to friendships as well to make stuff happen. You know, so this is a tough one.
If Houston wants 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson, the Eagles have – this is just next year, 2022. The Eagles have their own first-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
They have a first-rounder from the Dolphins. And if Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps, they have the Colts first-rounder.
Yeah.
Ta-da, 3 first-round picks. Mm. And as bad as the Eagles – have gotten all of a sudden, I'm sure they can come up with a player or two that Houston's interested in.
Yeah. And I think the Eagles are in a position to know how to deal with controversy at the quarterback position.
They signed Mike Vick.
And that's exactly where I was going. Mike Vick came in with that situation, and they were able to handle that. And it was a lot because of Andy Reid, his ability to handle
sure.
things, help him get through it. But they've seen it. And I think the Eagles, yes. Washington, I think that's a touchy situation, especially what they just got out of.
Totally. I think Philly, they had the experience with Vic, but also Philly fans will support their guy. And Deshaun is a baller, and Philly fans are not going to get caught up in whatever else happened. They're not going to worry about the baggage.
They'll get into it.
If he performs poorly.
When he starts performing, then they'll let it go. But if he's not performing good, they'll get him.
Exactly. Washington, to start with, you're so right, B, that everything happening with this organization, Wilkinson report, overhauling everything, changing the culture, it'd be tough to bring a quarterback in with this baggage. Whether it's real or
this
fake
baggage,
or half and half.
Especially how close it seems to be to some stuff that was thrown out there.
Totally.
And I think ultimately there will be people looking because we hear about the hiatus. We can't call it suspension. Hiatus and the wife taking over. If something like that was to come about, people would say, oh, it's same old, same old.
I think most Washington fans would want Deshaun Watson, though. That's the ironic part. Is
this is
an optics.
I've learned this over my life that the person that speaks the loudest is not necessarily the majority. I think there are a lot of people out there that understand that would not be the best move, and they would say that. But I think the people that will be talking are the straight talking heads that are nothing but football. That's all they care about, and that's the ones that call in and the person that make the most noise. But those that were affected by it and they've seen things of that nature, they don't believe it. They just don't help call it to us if we don't hear them talking a lot.
Wavy on Twitter says, yeah, the Eagles make sense, but Deshaun Watson decides where his next destination is because he has a no-trade clause. Listen.
If we have this deal here, we're going to let you out of this thing if you go to this team right here set up.
You know what he's going to say?
That no-trade clause stuff means nothing.
Nothing. In this scenario right now, sure. If they were trying to send him to an awful situation, but he needs out.
Yeah.
They've moved on. He's not saying no to anybody. And what NFL team, what NFL situation right now is so bad that he couldn't go to?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, what? The Lions are in a complete rebuild.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think what team is that bad. The Browns? The Browns have been the punching bag forever. They're good. The Jets have a new GM. There's reason to kind of like this Jets team.
The Browns,
and they just
the
drafted
Browns
a kid.
Are happy with the guy they have.
Right. The Bengals? The Bengals are probably the NFL's worst franchise. Oh, yeah, they have Joe Burrow. They're not trading for him.
Hmm.
He's not saying no to anybody.
No.
You think he's saying no to Philly? Philly just drafted the kid from Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Philly's got a stud running back. He just needs to stay healthy.
There you go.
You have the marketing and money-making opportunities a star quarterback has for the Philadelphia Eagles are through the father-ducking roof. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
How did Philly treat you as a player, B?
Fantabulous.
You think Deshaun Watson's saying no to Philly? You're out of your mind.
I don't think he's saying no.
He's not saying no to anything. He can't.
But this has been out there now, Jay, like over 2 weeks. And I think for it to come back again, the cycle, come right back again, it's more talk going on in that situation than we would imagine.
You know folks in the Houston organization. I know folks around the league. You and I were both saying before all the civil stuff, and we can even all look past the fact that all of this civil stuff kicked up when Deshaun Watson said he wanted to trade and didn't trust Houston's ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, a lawyer that may or may not have been buddies with the owner has this.
They kind of live next door to each other.
There's a lot of holes in some of these arguments. But whatever, you and I have been saying since February, since this show started around the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. that I think Watson's getting moved.
Yep.
And now Houston has clearly started their rebuild without him. You don't draft a second-round quarterback and sign a veteran starter if you're not moving forward.
I think with Houston, what they did, okay, you don't want to be around, they can't wait around for you to decide or think of it. They had to do what they did. And I think that's the whole thing about it. There are a lot of teams out there who have sat there and been handcuffed by whatever a player was saying. That team was like, okay, fine, we have to start moving forward. And I think that has to be the goal because, as Ron Rivera stated last year, I have to take care of the 50-plus instead of the one. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And that happens. So, you know, we'll see how this thing goes. But if he goes up there, things change.
Certainly.
Drastically.
Drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, the Eagles are a mess, but they're really only a mess because their offense looks awful.
True.
And things can rebuild on the fly in the NFL. Fast, fast. You know who else could help Philadelphia?
Who's that?
He could help any city in America. My guy, Paul Henry. Nobody does a better job doing window installations in the DMV. You've heard B. Mitch talk for a while now about Paul Henry's window installation coming out to his house, redoing all his windows, redoing his doors. Well, now I got Paul working with me. He's doing the same thing at my house. The doors, the windows are beautiful. He does it with the best price up front. He's an honest dude, and his employees are all his family. Don't delay. Call Paul Henry's this month to receive 10% off Softlight windows and Marvin windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Mention me, JP Finley, and you get an extra 5% off. That's 15% off. Get on the phone right now, 540-359-6842. Contact Paul Henry's window installation today. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.